Good afternoon, it's Ronan on the radio right through till 3 today. If you want to get in touch, 53995 for 20 cent, brought to you by Carboyle. No matter where you are, there's always a Carboyle near you. Now, you may want to get in touch with us now as well, because we're going to be speaking about fertility. We've teamed up with our very good friends at VHI. Fina here with me. Hi, Fina, how are you?
Hi, Ronan, I'm good, thank you.
Good, fertility, it's a word that's not used very, very often. People might be a little bit conscious of it. People might be a little bit embarrassed about it. People don't know anything about it. So I think that's the reason why Galway BFM and VHI are teaming up to speak about it.
Yeah, I think it's opening the discussion. I don't think it's talked about, but from going out and talking to people in Galway, people are very willing to talk about it. They either know people that are affected by it or have been affected by it themselves, and they are so willing to talk about it, but
they probably feel that there might be a little burden off their shoulders by speaking about it as well, which is a huge part of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, you asked a question. What question did you ask?
So we went out and we asked a couple of questions. The first one we did was, what does fertility, the word fertility, mean to you?
Well, let's see what they said.
But if you have children, whether you can have children or not, I know, with your periods and things like that, yeah?
Someone's ability to get pregnant, I suppose, or a man's ability to get a woman pregnant.
Getting pregnant?
Fertility, Jesus. Children.
Pregnant women? I don't know. Sorry.
Babies. Lots of babies. That kind of thing, yeah.
The ability to have children, I suppose.
Yeah, there's a good variety there, actually, of people. And you got a good, obviously, male and female side of it as well. And it's amazing. Do you know what I noticed from that as well? Is how some people, when they get nervous, they laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So straight away, there was a guy there, oh, babies.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Even though it's not a funny...
It's not at all, but it's a nervousness. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what needs to be gotten across, that this is such a big issue and a big thing to deal with. Straight away, people go to babies.
Yeah.
They go to pregnancy. It's that one thing.
Yes, which is what it is about, but
it is, of course.
You know, there's a lot of other factors involved in it as well, and I suppose that's what we're trying to figure out.
It is, yeah. And like, even myself, for instance, like the first thing I think of is, you know, can I have kids?
Mm-hmm.
Am I able to have kids? Will I be a father? It doesn't go straight to the babies thing, because if you're not right, you know, unfortunately you might not be able to have children.
Course.
So that's the most important
thing. Yeah, and I think...
What about you?
I think for me, you know, I'm always kind of thinking, you know, am I doing the right things? Am I doing the right steps? Am I eating right? Or, you know, should I be taking the contraceptive pill for as long as I've been taking it? Should I take a break? I think there's so many myths around different things as well. So I think it's... You know, obviously I'm not trying for a baby at the moment, but these are all things that I feel like I should be educated on so that there isn't problems in the future.
Yeah,
so
well, I think the education wasn't there at the time either.
Yeah.
You know, back, you know, when we were in school,
that's true.
You know, when you had the sex education talk, it was kind of like,
As
you said, it's a kind of a taboo thing at times as well. No, you asked them the second question. Have you thought about fertility? Is it something you worry about?
Yeah, so we wanted to get an idea of, is this something that people are thinking about?
Yeah.
And if they are they worrying about it?
Yeah, well, let's see what they said.
Not really, a little bit. Not this age, I don't know, yet.
I had a vasectomy.
No, but I feel like in a couple of years' time, I probably should be thinking about it. Like, I still think I'm too young to think about having children, but in the future, I will think about it.
Not really, no. I don't know, I'm not thinking about kids for a long time. Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, I've just gone through the menopause and I had no problems with... I had two children and no problems. Lucky, I'm lucky, yeah.
No.
There you go, no.
So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different responses. Like I was saying, you know, a lot of people aren't thinking about it now, but you know, maybe down the line it will be something that they will be thinking about. What about yourself? Have you ever thought about it, or did you ever think about it before having kids?
I did to a certain extent, but you wouldn't have thought about it in a massive way, because it wasn't a problem at the time. That's exactly what I'm kind of getting at. Not until it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That you think about these. How would it affect my self-esteem as well as another thing if there was a problem? How would I feel about that?
Yeah.
You know, because obviously men and women think about these things completely differently.
Sure.
Would obviously be a big one. And what would people say about me if I didn't have children? You know, that's another side of it, you know, so...
There's definitely a mental health thing going on there as well. Yeah.
Of course there is. That's a huge part of it. But definitely not until it becomes an issue.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What do you think?
I think because I'm, you know, so adamant that I will have kids someday and I really want to have a family, have kids, I think it's definitely something I worry about, because what if I want this so much that it's not going to happen? And then stressing about it as well, it's going to have that effect on my body. You have to look at the effects of what you're doing, what you're eating, all this kind of thing. But that was the next question that we went out and asked was, what affects fertility?
Diet, sleep, stress, if you drink, smoke, drugs.
Sometimes it's genetics in the family. It's like my sister, unfortunately, cannot have children because her womb's only half size, and I thought I'd follow suit. My cousins have had, but I was okay. I think basically it's genetics, stress, and, you know, if you're relaxed, and you know, work issues, things like that can cause it, yeah.
Yeah, alcohol, smoking, so on.
Well, I guess alcohol abuse and drinking drugs would probably be a bad...
Like, I suppose, a family issue, as in, like, hereditary problems, medical issues such as stress or obesity or overweight or underweight.
Health, your diet, exercise, stress, work life.
Probably smoking and drinking, I think that's a massive thing.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of touched on nearly everything there.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I suppose stress seems to be one that affects people a lot.
And
what do you think?
I think stress would be definitely a big thing. There was some things that I thought, you know, like being on the pill for long term, different medications, if you're taking them earlier on in life, do they affect you later on with your fertility? One that I've always thought about, and it's a bit of a random one, is using my laptop on my lap.
Okay.
You know, the heat, that kind of thing. Yeah, just, I mean, it's always just something that I've worried about. You can actually get those little tables that you put on your lap. So I do that now. But I suppose hereditary issues as well, and treatments for existing or previous serious medical conditions. So, yeah. I mean, there's so many things, but how do you pinpoint what causes what?
Yeah, and I suppose your phone, even apart from your laptop, your phone down your pocket,
radiation,
all that radiation.
Yeah.
God almighty, it's unbelievable. It's a minefield, really. Mm-hmm. Stress is one that I thought about a lot. Obviously, if you're stressed, your body's not working properly, or it's not working to its full potential. I suppose the other one is food and diet. Now, I'm the worst in the world for talking about this because I run and I eat, or I eat and I run, okay, which is not ideal either in any way, shape or form. But between one thing and another, that is one that definitely would nail me. And the other one that kind of gets me as well is tight clothing. I've always been told, especially from the male point of view, that if you wear tight jeans or tight underwear, that this can be a huge factor.
Yeah, is it a myth? Is it real? We don't know.
Then you went out and asked another question, Fiona. What did you ask?
So I asked, what would you do if you found out you had fertility issues?
Try to find a solution. I don't know, ask doctor or,
I'd probably seek like medical advice and see what the options are, like IVF or even adoption if that came to that.
Go to my doctor.
I'd try to do everything possible to help it.
Oh, I would go and get it checked out, do as much as I could, you know.
A gynecologist. I would have gone to a gynecologist. I think that's the first thing. Go to the doctor, and then if he couldn't do anything, go to a gynecologist. Yeah, get blood tests.
So there you go. I'm glad to hear in that a man said he would go to the doctor.
Yeah.
I'm delighted about that because, to be honest with you, sometimes these things, it's not me. It's not, how could it be me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I find that men at times leave things too late to sort things out.
Yeah, it's true.
And so look, I'm glad to hear there on my own behalf, on a male point of view as well, that the guys said that they go to the doctor. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that going to the doctor is probably the number one step, the first step that you do. You know, I think a lot of people would probably start off by Googling as well, which could kind of freak you out and probably make you a bit worried about going to the doctor. But
yeah, Google doctor, yeah.
Yeah, I think definitely going to the doctor. And I think the most important thing is communication, discussing it, having an open discussion and, you know, not being afraid to talk about it
is
a very big thing.
So that's it. Fiona, once again, will you let us know all the different platforms people can get in touch with us for this, please?
Yeah, so you can send in any questions or queries that you have to fertility@galwaybayfm.ie. You can also check out more information on our website, galwaybayfm.ie, and also vhiblog.ie. They have a fertility page up there as well that you can get more answers on.
Perfect. And we'll be speaking with our medical expert, our VHI medical expert, that's Ethna Lowe, next Wednesday as well. So thanks a million. We'll be back with music in just a moment.
The Ronan Lardner Show with Joyce's Hardware and Home, Headford. Stockists of a full range of internal doors and architrave, primed oak and walnut. View our display of engineered and laminate floors with over 100 floors to choose from.